So they're live in the BFM studio. Oh my goodness. Okay, so you made at least half of our listeners swoon with that. I'll just get you to shift your mic. I'll turn off for a sec. Wait, that's it. I'll get you just talking to that one. And you have to come real close. Okay.
Hey. All right.
So, Paul, so many questions about flamenco. First of all, a couple of questions about you directly.
Yeah.
So Akira went to Pakuranga College.
Yeah.
How did you end up becoming this person, the flamenco guy?
It's kind of a longer story. My parents are Lebanese, even though I was raised here. After playing in indie rock bands around the place, I wanted to go traveling. I wanted to find my roots. So I went back to live in Beirut. I ended up working in this theatre produced by this well-known Lebanese producer, Michel Lefteriades. And then I met... And in the theater, there were musicians from all over the world. There were Cubans, guitarists from Romania, and this one guitarist, this gypsy guitarist from Spain. And I remember just seeing him play, and I'd never had that experience of seeing flamenco so close. And I just was going, what's he doing? I couldn't imagine doing anything more with a guitar than what he was doing. It just seemed so beautiful. I left that really great job that I had in the theater, and I went to Spain. In all my ignorance, I bought a guitar and a book and said, okay, solea, 1, 2, 3, 4, and now I'd spend, you know, and that was basically it. That's how it started.
On your Facebook profile, I noticed it just says, Borba Saldir, flamenco. Like, is it a lifelong kind of, you can't kind of go flamenco / jazz studio guitarist or something else. Is it something you really need to dedicate your life to?
I think if you want to play flamenco properly, you have to focus on that. Actually, within flamenco, there are three disciplines. There's playing for a dancer, playing for a singer, and playing by yourself.
Mm.
I've tried to do all three, and I do. I work in Spain doing all three disciplines, and it's kind of almost frowned upon, really. You know, it's a world. It's their world. When you're living in Spain, you're surrounded by it. You almost forget that other music exists.
Mm. My impression of flamenco is strongly colored. I'm just holding up an LP sleeve by this guy, Manitas de Plata.
Wow.
His records are all over Kiwi op shops, and also my parents, who are German, when we immigrated here when I was a kid, they also brought a bunch with them as well. So
look at that. I've never seen that before.
To me, that guy is flamenco. So my impressions of flamenco are that it's kind of gruff, very serious. I don't see a lot of smiling from Manitas de Plata.
You don't see it's difficult. It's difficult to play. I think flamenco has an element of fiesta. A fiesta is like party. It's like an element where, you know, often I was saying to someone the other day that we might have a good time, we'd get together and we'd play certain styles that are like party styles, and we'd be out there all night drinking and playing. And it seems funny, right? It's just that's what young people do when they want to like have fun. We'd all get together and it's not like we'd just play music and yeah. And if you play well and you sing well, you get a lot of social status. Yeah, it's good. So
even on your own because you've got a tour that's happening. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a moment. On your advertising for that, you're in a suit.
Yeah,
looking quite blue steel, very very serious.
There's a funny. It was a really sunny day in Barcelona, and the guy taking the photo had me looking at the sun. I could barely open my eyes. That's why I look so serious.
All right, let's talk about your tour for a minute. So tomorrow you're playing at a Music in Parks gig. Where is that?
Yeah, that's at the Auckland Domain.
Auckland Domain, I thought so. And the band Rotunda there.
Chris, my friend Chris Cooley, is with me here on the percussion today, and our friend Rachel Wells is going to be joining me. It's going to be a more stripped back concert from our perspective, and then the tour later in February is when my Spanish musicians are coming over, and we're doing quite a full production in Q Theatre in Auckland, and then Circa in Wellington, and Casitamiro in Waiheke, and Nelson as well.
That's really something we need to get to, because flamenco is rare here, you know. It's because of obviously the level of study and intensity, and I don't think we have really any resident flamenco players here that I'm aware of, unless you can correct me on that.
Well, yeah, there's a community of people who are doing flamenco here. Actually, I took some classes here with Maria Elena. She's a guitarist who teaches, and she's been here teaching her ex-husband. That husband was a really well-known flamenco guitarist, really good guitarist, and Ian Sinclair, the reporter, actually plays flamenco guitar, and I'm actually staying at his house. He's got a spare room where I'm staying with him, and he, you know, he's an avid flamenco enthusiast. So, you know, there is a community of people. It's fair to say that professional musicians, playing people at a professional level, there are not so many. It's hard. That's a great looking guitar you got there, by the way.
I've pulled out my Swallow brand guitar. It's certainly not as nice as your one, which has, I imagine, quite a big story to it, your guitar.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, you know, like I've faked my way through a few flamenco moves because people like it, but where do you start?
We tend to start with Solia. It's probably the first thing. The style that I just played now is considered like the basis of all flamenco, of most flamenco.
So what do I do? What's the starting move for Solia?
All right, you know how to play like an E major? We're at a church.
This is the sound of a guitar being tuned on live radio. It is summer after all.
Right, you can get the little your fourth finger there and you can make it a flat nine. So if you want to like maybe just do a basic compas for Solia, you could go
a bit like the Jaws soundtrack.
Yeah, with a little legale. You should do that twice. For example. That's it.
Okay. All right. I'm on my way. Because I think I'm just having the experience that you just described about, you know, with the guy in the theatre. That's me now. Having seen it in front of me, I'm like, wow, I need more of that. Okay. Can you... you guys are going to play us another tune.
Yeah, I need a tune quickly.
Yep. Not just me. drop D?
No. No? This is called Rondinha tuning.
Rondinha.
It's got like a D, mm-hmm. A, D, F sharp.
Mm-hmm.
C and... I really want to just thank my buddy here, Chris, who's come along, being very brave, because the next piece is a seguidilla. It's got a really crazy rhythm.
Okay. And, why don't we get the mic back down on your guitar at the business end there. Yep. And just point one slightly towards you, Chris, with your is that a cajon you've got down there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Thank you. just get you to bring that mic up again, Paul. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Wow. Okay, so, and you've recorded an album of your original compositions as well.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, for the last couple of years, I started writing a lot of my own music. It's not that common in flamenco, actually, to write, you know, for people to really write a lot of their own music or write an album. There's a lot of guitars who just work, and we just, like, session musicians go and accompany. This album was kind of like an opportunity, really, to express my way of feeling flamenco, this music that I've spent such a long period of my life studying. In each piece, I really try to kind of write traditional flamenco so that everything is, all the basic canons of flamenco music are there, but with my own personality. Because, you know, I was raised in Auckland, and I loved kicking around the West Coast, and I love black sand beaches, and I love those sort of things. And that's a part of who you are, you know. I never really tried to pretend to be Spanish. I just wanted to be who I was, and this is my opportunity, really, to make flamenco, but with my own personality.
The album's called
Tierra y Mar,
which is like land and sea. Right.
It's funny because it's like a love in Spanish. It's La Tierra y el Mar. It's like the land is feminine and the sea is masculine.
Mm.
And so it's like a sort of a love story that cannot be, essentially.
Arangi and Papa.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Hey, thank you so much for coming in. And I'm sure a lot of us will love to make it along to your shows. A couple of opportunities. So that's Paul Bosauder, Bosauder, if you're busily wanting to Google that. And you are with 7 a.m. Swim for about another 8 minutes. After the commercial break, we'll hear from Lindstrom, Bungle Like a Ghost, featuring Jenny Habal. Great to have you with us.